Hey, it's Jeff's voice avatar with another From Know-How to Wow deep dive. The previous episode explored how foundation models, or more specifically, generative AI can improve advanced driver assistance systems. On this episode, Dr. Leo Ren will tell us more about his team's latest research methods and results. He is the Vice President and Chief Scientist for Scalable and Assistive AI at Bosch Research in Sunnyvale, California. As we heard on the last episode, generative AI has the potential to improve advanced driver assistance systems.
You can already using this kind of approach to enhance your existing solution without major changes. You know, that's the beauty of this kind of approach.
One core idea of Leo's team's approach is to leverage foundation models such as large vision language models. The general idea is that vision models have knowledge gaps which large language models can fill. In large vision language models, the visual and the language part share a common feature space. That's the latent space that representations of objects and words are mapped to during training of the model.
So what they typically do is map either image and the text to some kind of common feature space, and we call latent space there. For example, you know, you have a tiger image, you have a text description of the tiger. So both go into something called encoder. And this is encoding text. There's another encoder encode this image there. And then you map to this common feature space. The idea is the hope that when you map to the, you know, the common feature space, the location should be very close, right?
The vision model's representation of the tiger and the text model's representation of the tiger should be in the same area of the feature space. Then the two models are aligned.
So this is the whole thing we're talking about. The vision language model is we want to train a system that such, you know, this latent space or this common feature space be very much aligned.
When it is indeed aligned, that opens the opportunity for the two models to work together as one fused vision language model.
When you're fusing the thing in the common space, and then when they in the same kind of space there, the image part can also leverage the knowledge you get from the language part, right? So that to overcome the limitation that you will not be able to collect images that cover all kinds of objects there, but you can use the language to compensate that. Right. So that's why even if sometimes, you know, you see something which is not in your training data set, because it's a language thing, you still be able to identify what it is.
Such vision language models can be used to automatically label unknown objects or parts of objects in images, a task that was typically done by human annotators in the past. The improved process is called auto-labeling. The result is a large amount of object text pairs or labeled data. These data can be used to train AI models for tasks such as semantic image segmentation. With this capability, AI models can automatically detect and recognize a wide range of objects, which is very useful for ADAS systems. How exactly it works is summarized in one of multiple papers that Leo and his team will present at the Conference on Computer Vision and Pattern Recognition this year. CVPR is the leading AI conference in this field.
So basically, the research work we're publishing in this CVPR is trying to address this issue, how we can using different kind of multimodal foundation model, combine them to generate this kind of high quality, consistent descriptions or labels for the object there, because this is the harder part.
Generative AI and consistency don't always go well together. A related research topic that Leo's team has worked on is the implementation and use of vision language models in advanced driver assistance systems. These works will be published at this year's CVPR as well. To understand how it works, it's helpful to understand the typical workflow of an ADAS system. Various sensors in a car produce different types of data. These data sources get combined to a representation that encodes information about a car and its surrounding objects. Leo calls this a bird's eye view representation.
You get these camera inputs, right? You usually have the camera input, different images, sensor there. And typical people do it, you map this to some kind of feature space. You know, you heard about the word like bird eye view, and we sometimes call it BEV kind of feature space there. Basically, no matter what kind of sensor you're using, you map your information to this kind of common feature space. It's a bird eye view description about your scenario there. And based on that, we can figure out what are the objects surrounding the car now. And this is called perception, right? Based on that common feature, we can figure out the perception result.
Perception is the first step in a loop that an ADAS continually cycles through.
We can also figure out what is your other cars, pedestrian, you know, are moving, how we can predict their motion there. And this is another thing we call, you know, the prediction.
And finally, after perception and pre-decision, there is a third P.
In the final stage, based on all this information, we can figure out what the vehicle should go, right? Go right, go left, what is your trajectory?
And that's planning. The result of this stage would ideally be a driving behavior similar to that of a human driver. Recorded trajectories of cars with human drivers for the purposes of training AI for ADAS are what Leo calls ground truth.
So you basically want to optimize the feature space such that the model can generate the predicted trajectory, which is close to the trajectory of the human driver. And this is how we train the AI model there. But all the things I'm talking about is based on numerical data, based on image data and all these things. There's nothing about language here. So I think the idea here is when you describe your ground truth scenario, you know, or you describe your expected kind of trajectory, right? You can use language to, you know, describe this in a structured way.
And this language can be converted to text features that are supposed to be aligned well with visual features by using a large vision language model. These text features are quite important, as they have some world knowledge encoded inherently in the vision language model.
And then we're using this vision language model to generate this kind of feature representation so that they align with your feature you generate based on these images there. By doing this, you actually optimize your feature space such that they can give you better performance.
As mentioned in the previous episode, this similarly applies to all stages of the loop: perception, prediction, planning. The combined vision language model enhances the bird's eye view and all other related feature spaces in all stages of ADAS. In short, it provides the car with more complete information about the current scenario.
This kind of BEV kind of representation is very important because a lot of downstream tasks such as multi-object detection, such as online map generation, such as many other kind of tasks is based on this kind of feature representation there. And once you enhance this kind of feature representation, all the performance downstream tasks is all get improved there.
Using world knowledge inherent in vision language models to enhance these features happens only in the training stage of the AI models. In other words, during runtime, you don't need to use this huge vision language model at all. That means you can use this novel method to enhance the functional performance of existing ADAS systems without introducing any overhead. The response time and memory footprint of the ADAS system remain the same. A fantastic achievement. And that's it for today. I hope you learned something.
From know-how to wow.
AI-hosted deep dive.
In the upcoming episode, Shuko and Molino will present technology that can authenticate almost any kind of product. It's a way to fight forgeries. And it works with pretty much any smartphone. Watch out for that episode.